going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor of St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District. And this morning we travel to Aspinwall to visit Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy. It was founded nearly a century ago as St. Scholastica's School by the Millville Franciscan Sisters. Back in 1997, it was reborn as a regional school and financed and governed by six parishes. In 2017, Christ the Divine Teacher School became part of the North Hills Regional Catholic Elementary School System, and it serves families across 9 school districts from Fox Chapel to Deer Lakes. Known for its Catholic identity, academic excellence, new technology, and community service, the school recognizes each student as a child of God who continually is formed in his image and likeness. Here to tell us more this morning is Katie Lovett, the Marketing and Admissions Coordinator for Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy. Katie, thank you for joining us this morning on Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks for having me, Father Tom. Happy to be here.
Now, Katie, you're one of the first people at your school that prospective families meet when they call or visit. That's very important to be the admissions coordinator. What are some of the first points that you first talk about to these families?
Sure. So there are lots of reasons why a prospective family would be reaching out to us. They might be having a kindergarten student who is looking for school to attend school for the first time, or they might be looking to transfer schools. For either reason, they're looking for a place that they feel at home. So regardless of who I'm talking to, I always tell them about the community that is CDTCA and Catholic schools. From our principal to our staff, students, and parents, we are a warm and welcoming school. And anyone who tours our school always comments on the feeling of family that they have here in community. So that's always where I start when I'm speaking to someone and trying to make them feel that they'll feel at home here and their kids will be happy.
Now, you have a very important job as the marketing and admissions coordinator. When I was in college at Clarion University in Pennsylvania, I worked in the admissions office as an intern my senior year, and then my very first job out of college was a admissions counselor for Triangle Technical School on the north side. So I know what it means about being an admissions counselor and marketing the school and being basically an ambassador to the school. And that's very important that your job has as you meet these prospective families. Now, a question that we're first asking every school leader these days is, how are you keeping these students safe and learning during the COVID-19 pandemic?
So we've been very fortunate that we have been able to offer 5-day in-person to our students starting at the start of the school year in September. We did and still continue to offer a virtual option for our families who choose to learn virtually. And right now, we have about 11% of our student body is currently learning from home. But since the start of the school year, we've been doing temperature and wellness checks upon arrival for all of the students and staff. Everyone in our building are wearing masks 100% of the time, and we have been limiting visitors, which that's been a little hard for our parents who are used to being able to participate in classroom activities and help out in the classroom, but we have been limiting those situations this year. We're also cleaning the surfaces of the desks and the common areas every period. And we're trying to stay socially distant where possible. We are fortunate, being a small school, we average about 22 students per classroom, that we are able to keep socially distant when we can versus some of the big public schools.
Sure.
Our winter sports and extracurricular activities for all the dioceses were put on hold prior to Christmas break, but we are excited that coming back to school on January 4th this year, that the basketball season has started back up. The coaches and athletes have really taken on cleaning of our gym, and the kids are wearing masks both at practice and during games for basketball. So we as a school have been so pleased with how of our students have been responding to wearing masks, and it's been quite a feat for our staff and teachers to keep everything clean, but we've been really fortunate for how on board our student body has been.
That's fantastic. Now, Katie, under the leadership of your principal, Mike Gergerich, Mark is a great, great principal, very well respected. He's been on my show several times. Your enrollment at Christ the Divine Teacher has grown 36% over the past 6 years, and you've also gained some students from nearby Catholic schools that have closed in the area, but also are attracting other families. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes. We have been fortunate to attract students from nearby schools that are closing. Many of these students realized that our school is actually closer in proximity to some of the other Catholic schools that were being offered to them. And when they came and toured here, they felt at home. So those students over the past few years have really felt at home here, and our enrollment has improved because of that. What is exciting about that is that we are keeping these students in Catholic education, regardless of if they're coming to our school or a different school within the diocese. For these schools that are closing, we are really happy to be able to offer a place where they're choosing Catholic education. And this current school year, we've also attracted students from nearby public schools. This has been because these schools, in some cases, were only offering full-time virtual learning. Some were offering a hybrid model, and for some of these families, that just didn't work, and they were interested in a five-day program. So they came out, and in previous years, they might not have even had Catholic schools on their radar, but came out to us and toured and thought, oh, we'll give it a shot. And we are really excited for all the feedback we've received from these public school families as to how happy they are here. A lot of them are telling us that they have intent to re-enroll for next year, and they're really pleased with the education their kids are receiving here and how happy their children have been. So that's been a really nice addition to our school family.
Yeah, and with where you're located, your location right in Aspenwall, right off of Route 28 there, and the Highland Park Bridge, you're right there on the hills of the North Hills area, Fox Chapel, O'Hara Township, plus the Allegheny Valley corridor. So you're kind of, and then Oakmont, Verona area too. So you're literally right in the middle.
That's right.
Your location, so I could see why proximity and accessibility being there would attract people. And a lot of the public schools in that area, across Allegheny County too, are going virtual, and a lot of families want in-person, and that's a big thing for families, and that's one thing, kudos to the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh to offer that option in-person or the families that still choose to be virtual, but you still have that option. And as we all know, in person, obviously the kids are a little bit more, their attention span, especially the little ones too, the leadership of the principals and the teachers, it really is amazing. Now, Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy is known for keeping up on the latest technology. What have you added to the school in the recent years?
So we've really worked over the past few years to have the best technology platform that we can offer. We have a one-to-one ratio in our elementary grades for tablets and a one-to-one ratio in our middle school for Google Chromebooks. Over the years, probably it's taken us 2 to 3 years, but we've upgraded to the newest model of smart boards in all of our classrooms. That means that it's not a projector, that it's like a giant iPad up on the wall, and our teachers use that for the main source of education. And this year, our students have become very proficient in using the Google platform with us being able to offer a virtual option. We've been using Google Classroom and Google Meet. So our students have become, that are in school and at home, very well versed in the Google platform. And we're thankful to have all the technology to have a one-to-one student to technology ratio so that they can utilize the programs and be able to be at home virtually if they need to be.
Absolutely. Kudos to you. One-to-one ratio. That's awesome. Now, one final question before we break for the second half of our program. You've encouraged your students to become intellectually mature and morally responsible, helping to build the kingdom of God. How do you go about doing that at Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy?
So every year at CDTCA, we have a gospel value that drives us and shapes us for the year. In past years, it's been hope and love, justice and courage. This year it is community, which there's no better word to describe us than community. These qualities are part of our morning and closing announcements and are taught within the classroom. And the students work on projects throughout the year to discuss how they can enrich this virtue within themselves. So it's something that the students and teachers and principals reinforce throughout the whole year.
And especially for 2021, building community because of socially distant, we didn't know that word, you know, a year ago. A family that prays together, you stated it better, and a school family is a community, and that's so important, service and community that Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy instills on that. And now more than ever, as people are, you know, not being able to come together in large groups, you still can be together as a community, as a school community, and that's so important. Would you agree?
That is right. It's definitely maintaining those bonds and the strength of the community, even when we're not together.
Right.
So that comes across in the messaging throughout the school year.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. We have lots more to cover. You're listening to the Catholic Education Plus on KKA Radio with Father Tom Burke. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor of St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District. This morning, we have Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy in Asmawa with Katie Lovett, who is the marketing and admissions coordinator for this school. Now, Katie, promoting service and community is a big part of your school, although it's understandably limited right now with the pandemic, and we just touched on that with the last question before the break. What are some of the more significant service projects that you normally are involved in a normal year without COVID-19, obviously?
Right. So, as you said, service is a really big part of our school, and it's something that the children really enjoy. And we try to tailor our service projects based on the age of the children. So our preschool and kindergarten students usually do a book drive or a toy drive to donate to Children's Hospital or Play It Forward. Our first and second graders are involved in thanking our community, thanking our police officers and our firefighters. The first graders have had a pizza lunch for the police officers of Aspinwall, Sharpsburg, Fox Chapel, and Blonox. And they really enjoy that. And the police officers have really, in the past years, really enjoyed spending that time with our students. And we're sad that we can't do that this year. But our third and fourth grade and fifth grade participate with our Foster Love program and the 412 Youth Zone. So both of those programs collect essential items and comfort items for children that are in need. And that's a great age group for them to think about kids that are less fortunate than them. And they really enjoy shopping for those items with their families and then bringing them in and packaging them up. So those are two things that we are able to do this year. So those are in the works for the springtime. Our sixth grade works with the Shepherd's Heart Ministry. That ministry provides food, clothing, showers, and first aid for the homeless. Our sixth graders usually pack lunches to be donated to Shepherd's Heart. But unfortunately, we're not able to do that this year. And our seventh and eighth grade usually works with the Pittsburgh Food Bank. We've done what we can with the Pittsburgh Food Bank. We had a really great Thanksgiving food drive this year. We were able to do that. And this year, we have also been able to participate in the presence from police. That is something that our Aspinwall Police Department spearheads to collect new presents to be given to children in the hospital, in Children's Hospital over the holidays. Sorry. So we had a toy drive around Christmas, and we're able to donate a lot of toys to that project. So we're doing what we can.
Fantastic. You have to work with what you have, obviously, this year, but at least still teaching service, and each grade has some type of project, and that's so important. And I also want to give kudos to you supporting the local police departments. I come from a police family. My dad is a retired Pittsburgh police officer, and my brother-in-law currently serves on the police force. So coming from a police family, it's kudos to you to support your local police departments, because those men and women are protecting us and protecting the streets. And it's good to see the kids are not afraid of the police and giving back to the community. Yeah. Now, Katie, you encourage your students to be respectful and compassionate of everyone and accept other another's differences. Why is this so important?
So Catholic schools as a whole are dedicated to educating the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. And that's really important to us here at CDTCA. We want to teach the students how to live in relationship with one another and to be kind and accepting of others rather than excluding them. So we have a period devoted every Wednesday for a class meeting to discuss how to build strong personal relationships, and also it's part of our anti-bullying campaign. We also promote collaboration and teamwork among the students within classroom activities to help develop habits of listening and valuing others' opinions and personal responsibility. And along with the service projects that we just talked about, that's also helping to expose the students to people that have challenges and might not be as fortunate as they are. So, and lastly, Catholic schools are really known for partnering with a primary educator in the children's life, their parents. So we really encourage parental involvement in all aspects of our school, whether it's within the classroom, athletics, our volunteer organizations, and extracurricular activities. So we're really working to close the circle and teach kindness and empathy with our students.
Now, this is the fourth year that Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy has been part of the North Hills Regional Catholic Elementary Schools. But as we mentioned at the start of the show, you became a regional school back in 1997, so kind of like ahead of like a trailblazer, kind of ahead of the game here. How has that worked out with the regionalization?
So we have four parishes that subsidize and support our school, and that has really helped us just to gather support within our community and to reach our wings to touch other Catholic school families. Our school has a regional advisory board, which consists of priests from our groupings, as well as parent representatives from each of the parishes that are part of our region. So we meet quarterly to discuss issues within the school and how we can impact the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're coming up on a century of scholarship and service. In just 4 years, 2025, this will be a big milestone for you. Your school will be around for 100 years. What does that milestone mean for CTCA?
So to me, it really shows the strength of our school, our parishes, and the communities that we serve. We've been able to adapt to the changing environments and the changing times. Since we started nearly 100 years ago at St. Scholastica School, we've changed our name to Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy. We've grown from one school building to two school buildings. We've added three parishes. We've added a preschool, and we've branched out to including more students from other neighboring communities. And we are currently now at our highest enrollment ever. So I think it really talks to just the strength of our school and the strength of the compassion and the desire to maintain this building and what this the school and the building means to the community of Aspinwall and how we've been able to stay strong.
Yeah.
And we'll have quite a year in 2025 to celebrate our centennial, I'm sure.
Absolutely. 100 years, that's fantastic. And just look at all the changes in the city of Pittsburgh and the Aspinwall area, Allegheny Valley area. And 100 years to have a school is what a great, great foundation for that. Now, we have one more question. I know Catholic Schools Week is coming up at the end of this month, and Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy has a nice open house coming up on Saturday, January 30th. To kick off that wonderful week. Tell our listeners about that, and also how would they be able to get more information on looking at Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy?
Sure. So our open house is on Saturday, January 30th from 2 to 4 o'clock. This year we are requiring reservations so that we don't have too many people gathering. So you could make a reservation online on our website at www.cdtca.org. I also have a virtual tour available on that website if you are unable to come to one of the time slots that's available or do not desire to come in person. You can watch the virtual tour. It's about 15 minutes long and really shows you a good portion of our school. I'm also always available for phone conversations, and we can schedule a private tour if families are more comfortable with that. And also, you could always call the school office. It is 412-781-7927. And the email address, if you are interested, is office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at cdtca.org.
All right, Kay Lovett, marketing. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, one more thing.
I'm sorry, just really looking forward to meeting anybody who's interested in our school.
Great. Katie Lovett, the Marketing and Admissions Coordinator for Christ the Divine Teacher Catholic Academy in Aspinwall. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. We just finished the season of Christmas last week, and our church calendar year now begins with Ordinary Time just for a little bit up until February 17th when we begin the season of Lent. And this week's readings focus on being called. The first reading from the book of Samuel, the Lord calls Samuel to come and to follow him in a dream. And in the Gospel of St. John, John the Baptist encourages disciples to follow Jesus as the Lamb of God. And two of John the Baptist's followers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, answer the Lord's invitation to come and to answer the Lord's call. We discern how God is calling all of us, and we're all called to respond obediently the same way as Samuel did. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Jesus leads us down the right path if we surrender to him and answer the Lord's call. And discipleship means to be open to that invitation. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.